I'm Gunter Lenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. I'm here with Al Perez, Chief Architect at Total Computer. Al, why don't you tell us a little bit about the solutions that you provide and your role in the company?
Total Computer creates software, .NET-based software for the law enforcement public safety industry, actually worldwide. We have it in several languages at this time, and it's proliferating right now in the United States.
That sounds really interesting. So what does your solution exactly do? Where could I find it?
Okay. What it does is records management and computer-aided dispatch using .NET 3.51, SP1, SUM 4.0. And what it does also is work completely in a mobile environment.
That sounds really exciting. So you're really in a scenario where online, offline is you don't know what the status is currently, and you have to react really, really fast to those changes.
There's a threat process that's actually running, and it's doing a back-end detection at all times in real time. And what the application actually does is it responds basically to your network connection state. So whether you're connected or disconnected, mobile, or actually on a landline or a good, healthy broadband connection, the application actually detects that state and corresponds and responds accordingly.
So what is the business value for the users of the application?
It's tremendous for law enforcement, public safety. What you have is you can bring your agency to a paperless environment, real-time information. You can bring automation to an extremely high degree. You can scan driver's licenses and registrations if it supports a barcode. And processes that would sometimes take 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, or even in some cases, some complex scenarios, many hours, can be brought down to 20 or 30% of that time.
Wow, great. That sounds really cool. So from a technology perspective, what technologies do you use and why?
Okay, currently we use .NET 3.51 SP1. The .NET platform framework bring unprecedented functionality and the ability to build things in ways that were never before possible, with or without third-party products. So Windows Presentation Foundation, Windows instantiating based on screen resolution, the use of XAML graphics, vector-based graphics, and the user interface. All of these things are Windows Communication Foundation. All of these things bring a whole new degree of functionality and capabilities on both the functional side and the application development side that are unprecedented. They were never there before.
That's pretty exciting. That sounds very innovative, especially for an industry that is usually lagging behind.
Yeah,
in that
exactly. Technology. It's an industry that's inundated with a lot of legacy application, legacy systems.
I also saw that you're Windows 7 certified and actually that you implement some features on Windows 7.
Can great thing that Microsoft did, yes, not sorry to interrupt you, but a great thing that Microsoft actually did was the Frontrunner program, which was the Windows 7 certification. And that was really exceptional for us. We embraced that. And we're very, very happy to find out about that. So, yes, we are Windows 7 certified, and that certification program process actually helped us to make sure that all the security aspects of the application were done correctly for the next generation operating system.
I also saw that you had some features implemented specifically to Windows 7.
Yes, in the taskbar, what we're doing is some innovative things where we're actually showing synchronization of the progress of the synchronization
right.
for this offline functionality that we offer, as well as other functionality that is actually in the taskbar itself.
That sounds pretty cool. So what is installed next for your application?
Oh, without a doubt, the following is the use of Visual Studio 2010, the use of the .NET 4.0 framework. So we'll be upping up to the .NET 4.0 framework. Without a doubt is Team Foundation Server. That's going to be a critical component to unit testing and all sorts of other testing that's offered by the new Visual Studio as well. So going to the next framework, these development tools and platforms, and then, of course, what we're doing is bringing in what we have done, actually, is brought it to the Azure cloud.
That sounds really great. So I'm looking forward to see your solution evolving with those new technologies.
We'll be doing that.
So thanks, Al, for being here and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you very much.